hers were on parade this weekend at the Seguin Coliseum as the Cat Fancier Association hosted the Seguin All Breed Cat Show. Starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, feline enthusiasts gathered to enjoy the show and meet unusual cat breeds up close and in person. Crystal Wood is a CFA member and was the show manager for Saturday's event. She explained what exactly goes on at a cat show.
This show is a Cat Fanciers Association licensed show. These cats are here competing for regional and national points. And there's 100 and, well, we had 158 entered. Probably 145 are actually here. They represent many of the 35, Jackie, how many? 46 breeds? There are 46 recognized breeds by the CFA. That includes long hair cats, short hair cats, everything from Persian cats to Siamese cats to the most exotic cats you've ever seen before. There are some very unusual breeds here.
The Coliseum was filled with crates and cats relaxing in their portable accommodations. The atmosphere itself was quiet but full of oohs and ahs as competitors showed off their furry companions to guests, explaining their breed and pedigree. As the show was going on, judges were working to determine the best cats in their different categories while crowds gathered to watch.
It's not like a dog show where the dogs are paraded in the ring. The cats are brought to the judging table. The judge evaluates each cat individually and by breed. The judge will select the cat that she feels, he or she feels, is the best of breed. And then from then on, she will select the top 10 from all the cats in a particular category. There are four categories.
Four competition categories were evaluated during the Saturday event, including championship, premiership, kittens, and household cats. Championship, premier, and kittens require breeding pedigree to compete, but the household cat category is open to all felines.
And then we have the household pet class, which is just basic, your basic house cat. There's no pedigree involved. These are the cats that you love. All you have to do to participate in household pet is to go to on the CFA website and register your cat with Companion Cat World, and we'll get you in the household pet situation.
Woods is a cat lover and even brought two companions to compete because she loves the environment so much.
Oh, I love all the cats. I actually have here today two Siamese cats. One, they're showing in premiership, which is the spayed and neutered class. I have a female lilac point, and I have a male chocolate point. And they're both at different levels of titles. One is titled as a grand premier. The other one is working to be a grand premier. I enjoy the competition. I like to see my cat recognized for the best that it can be. But, you know, sometimes it goes that way, sometimes it doesn't go that way. But it all works out in the end.
And in the end, no matter how many ribbons a cat wins, they are family pets. And that, said Woods, is their most important job.
They are pets. That's one of the things that Judge Jackie over there is fond of saying, is that all cats are household pets. And that is their ultimate job, is to be your beloved pet. And if they want to work a little bit by being in the show, that's also good.
Woods said the turnout to the event was excellent, with locals steadily pouring through the door throughout the day. The Cat Fancier Association in the San Antonio area has an annual show each year and invites those interested in participating or attending other events to visit their website for more information. Liz Daniels, KWED.